is Sportsline on BAL.
The day after that bomb was dropped at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owens Mills, Maryland, the day after Cam Cameron was fired as the Ravens' offensive coordinator and replaced by Jim Caldwell. Still reaction pouring in and really trying to sort it all out. Welcome to Sportsline on a Tuesday night here on WBAL. Right now we're joined by Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Zriebeck. Jeff, how are you?
Good, Brett. What's going on?
Well, not much. I know it's been a lot to kind of sort through for you, kind of, you know, wrapping your arms around the whole thing. Were you shocked when that news came out yesterday?
Yeah, just the timing of it. You know, John Harbaugh had stuck by Cam Cameron for so long. And here you have a team that's 9-4. Yeah, they've lost two straight. But, you know, a team that's 9-4 and in first place, and it would take an unbelievable collapse for them not to make the playoffs because the guys behind him aren't exactly barking at and nipping at their heels. And, you know, and then they fire an offensive coordinator. I mean, I don't want to say it's unprecedented. It's happened before, but the Ravens typically don't make moves like this. I know people bring up the Jim Fassel firing. Well, you know what? That happened in mid-October. That was to a team that I think was ranked 28th in overall offense. This offense hasn't been bad. It just hasn't been consistent, and it's probably underachieved. But it just goes to show you, they were just – you know, they could say what they want. I'm sure there's a lot of factors going into it, but it's pretty obvious that something had to happen in that game Sunday to prompt that decision. Because overall, I thought Cam called a really good game Sunday. He stuck to the run, Joe Flacco took his shots and was effective when he did to Bolden. And, you know, you put up 28 points. Yeah, there was issues. You know, the offensive line didn't do a great job at times. Flacco turned the ball over again. The end of the half sequence was a disaster. But overall, I think that was one of their better performances in terms of adhering to the game plan. And then they, you know, should have thrown the knockout punch with that late drive. I mean, you have to win that game. That's an 8-point game. So that loss certainly wasn't on the offense.
Yeah, that's very well said, Jeff. And you hit it right on the nose. It's unprecedented because the team is still two games clear in their division, 9-4 with three games to go. And it's not the 28th, 29th, 32nd ranked offense in the league. Going into this week, they were 9th in points and then the 18th in yards. And they're coming off of a game where they completely dominated the Redskins' run defense. They had nearly 200 yards on the ground. Two different backs average over 5 yards per carry, and then your quarterback threw three touchdown passes to only 5 incomplete passes.
Yeah, you know, as I said, it was something with building. Mike Preston reported a lot of it. We saw some of it with our own eyes. It's clear they had an argument in that game, that obviously probably facilitated it. We've been listening to Cam needs to be fired for a long time now. I mean, Cam expected not to return after last season, but they opted to stay with him. So the fact that Cameron's no longer the offensive coordinator does not shock me. The timing of it, though, as you mentioned, does, because they played a pretty decent offensive game and they have so much going. I mean, I don't care. You know, there's so much to play for these last three games, and it's really important that they, you know, get some momentum going so they're formidable come playoff time. And to have to usher in a new play caller and change things up a little, I'm sure that's not what John Harbaugh wanted to do. However, that they obviously reached the point where he thought it was necessary that they do it.
Yeah, I totally agree that this was the end for Cam Cameron. Short of going to the Super Bowl or winning it, his days were over, damaged goods, really. And to Harbaugh's point yesterday, 5 years as a coordinator with one organization, that is a long run, and it's rare to see, and eventually you kind of just wear out your welcome. So there's no real surprise there, just the timing is very surprising. And then when you look at any measurable, the team isn't terrible in offense, despite what the perception may be.
Yeah, no, not at all. They're not terrible at offense. I would agree if someone called them underachieving on offense, inconsistent, uneven, all those words. I would agree that they're all accurate. But this team has been a very good offensive team at times. This season they've been a dominant offensive team at home until that last Pittsburgh game. It's not all on Cam Cameron. I know it was like Christmas morning for some Raven fans. I don't agree with everything he did. I don't even disagree that necessarily it was time for a change going forward. But you know, there's other issues too they have on offense. Now it's on Joe Flacco. Look, it's on John Harbaugh and it's on Joe Flacco, because I know they weren't fast friends and they didn't get along great. But make no mistake, Cam shielded Joe from a lot of criticism because it was Cam that got it. I'd imagine fans will give Jim Caldwell some time before they start jumping on him. And you know, if there's some problems on offense, I think they're more going to be directed at Joe Flacco rather than Cam Cameron right now.
I always thought it was laughable, Jeff, during the Orioles' run of 14 years of losing, where they were consistently ranked 27th, 28th, 30th, or whatever in ERA, and people would say, fire the pitching coach. And then I say, look at the 12-man pitching staff. Most of these guys don't belong in the big leagues. Most of them don't belong in the minor leagues. Is this that, or is this something totally different? Is it comparable to something like that at all when people say, fire the hitting coach, fire the pitching coach, when the personnel, the players, the talent, it isn't really there?
No, I don't think so at all. I think there is something fundamentally wrong to explain why they can be so inconsistent at times and why they suffer so many breakdowns at times. And, you know, I think it goes beyond personnel. They have a Pro Bowl fullback. They have a Pro Bowl running back. Bolden's an accomplished receiver. He's not what he was, but he's still an accomplished receiver. Torrey Smith is a very good deep threat. They have two solid tight ends. Now, I will say, the offensive line isn't as good as it needs to be, and that's a big problem. So I think that's the cause of a lot of the offensive problems. And but it goes beyond that too. There's still some fundamental issues why at times that they can't get a first down. That's just inexcusable for a team with that kind of offensive talent. And then you look further, and I have to think, you know, in his fifth season, Joe Flacco still does stuff that he should not do in season number five. Not stepping up in the pocket, not having enough pocket presence. I mean, all that he's got to be beyond that by now. I mean, something just wasn't completely getting through to Joe, and I think that's part of this. They need to give him another voice, streamline stuff a little, and figure something out. Because Joe Flacco is not a huge problem right now, but I don't think you can make the case that he's made huge progression this year either. I think he's kind of plateaued a little bit, and they can't have that. This guy's supposed to be their franchise quarterback.
Now, I saw you just tweeted this. You reached out to Cam Cameron for an interview, and he said no?
Yeah, I contacted Cam last night, got back to me this morning via text message, and he said that he very respectful, said, I appreciate you reaching out, but I have nothing to say at this point, and take care was pretty much the extent of it. People can pile on Cam what they want, but, you know, he is a class guy, a good family man, and he handled this situation with class as well. And you know what, I'm sure Cam will talk at some point, but, you know, all indications are the Ravens are still paying Cam Cameron. So obviously I don't see him going off on the Ravens and criticizing the organization, because then you seriously endanger your ability to keep getting those paychecks coming in.